Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In a moment, we are going to air for you some undercover audio of when I had the opportunity recently to speak with two Jehovah's Witnesses at the home of one of our listeners. In the conversation, you'll hear me begin by mentioning a book that I have right here in the studio. It's from 1921, published by the Jehovah's Witnesses, and it says right on the cover, it's called The Harp of God, and it says, proof conclusive that millions now living will never die. We have scanned key pages of this book and the cover. You'll get to see it. Just go to our website, kgov.com/cults. On that page, we lay out all of our resources on the cults, including cultish teachings that are held by various groups of believers who don't actually belong to any particular cult. So that's all online at our website at kgov.com/cults. Over 30 years ago, I read the book. It's a classic text by Dr. Walter Martin called Kingdom of the Cults. Such an important resource for me to help me identify cults and cultish teachings throughout my life as a believer and as a pastor and a Christian radio talk show host. In the conversation that I'm having with these Jehovah's Witnesses, we bring up a topic that typically goes nowhere with Jehovah's Witnesses because they're so ready for it, and it's the deity of Jesus Christ. The fact that Jesus Christ is God the Son, one of the three persons of the Trinity. Well, the reason it doesn't go anywhere typically is because Jehovah's Witnesses have been trained to respond to the typical proof text from the Old and New Testaments that Christians read and see that the Bible is teaching that Jesus Christ is God. He's not just a prophet. He's not just a good teacher. He's not just the Son of God. He is God the Son. Well, Jehovah's Witnesses have been trained to respond to those passages. So what we have done is developed a completely new approach, an alternative methodology for showing from the scriptures the deity of Jesus Christ. It is so powerful. You could find it on our website at two places. One is kgov.com/deityofchrist, and the other is just kgov.com/cults. That's where you'll also find this audio recording and all of our resources on the cults. So this conversation happened because one of our listeners, in fact, he's also our HVAC guy, heating and air conditioning, Leon Gonzalez, called up the studio and asked if I could go to his home when he was having a couple Jehovah's Witnesses over for a visit. Of course, I was honored to do so. And so this now is the undercover audio recording of that meeting.
This is Bob Benyart, April 4th, 2016. It's 4 minutes to 8 in the morning. I'm heading over to Leon Gonzalez's home, one of our church members. And he does heating and air conditioning. He's a wonderful longtime friend. And he has Jehovah's Witnesses over there. And I look forward to talking to these guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, hey, Leon. Good to see you. Hi, guys.
Thanks, Bob.
Yes.
Tom is my name.
Hi, Tom.
Nice to meet you. And Jake. This is Jake.
Jake, Tom, and Jake. Nice to meet you guys, Leon. It's been a little while since I've been in your home. Beautiful home you got.
Understand you were from Wyoming.
Yeah, Montana.
Montana.
We were at a creation conference. Mm-hmm. Scientists from Dallas. They were presenting on the evidence for God as our creator, as opposed to that we evolved from animals.
Evolution is such an absurd concept. I don't know how you feel.
Yes, no, you're...
But I mean...
You're right. Okay, so tell me your names again.
Tom and Jake. And it's Bob and Leon.
Tom and Jake.
First, because I think these are areas where we... First is the Bible is inspired of God and is without contradiction. Do you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely.
And then the other one is there's no salvation except through Christ. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Anyway, those are areas where we...
Yeah, do agree.
Where we absolutely
right.
agree.
Right. Could I ask you a question?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure you would agree that we should believe Jesus Christ and not a false prophet.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure you guys would agree with that.
Yeah.
Tom, I brought with me one of my books. It's a treasured possession published by the Watchtower. And it's an early teaching that's typical of the early teaching of the founders of the Jehovah's Witnesses. You've heard of it, I'm sure, the Harp of God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and on the cover...
I don't use it, but I've seen the copy of it.
Yeah, and it's treasured because it was difficult to come by and very old. On the cover, it says, proof conclusive that millions now living will never die.
Yeah.
And this is, it's very typical of the early teaching of Out of the Watchtower Society. It was published by the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, and it was written by J.F. Rutherford.
Mm-hmm.
Could you remind me who J.F. Rutherford
is?
He's
the second resident of the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society.
And so if we wanted to, we could make quite a list, including this, of the false prophets that founded the Jehovah's Witness organization. The Bible warns us that when a prophet makes a prophecy that does not come to pass, that we need to be aware of that person. And so I would urge you to reconsider. You've been doing this a long time. I would urge you to reconsider that the foundation of your movement is based on lies. You cannot trust the Watchtower Society, and you have. And so, of course, we know that trusting in Jesus Christ, you can't go wrong. Trusting in a false prophet, you will.
I would say that this will be another subject. I'd like to get into that subject. What I wanted to discuss was who Christ was.
Yes.
Who Christ was. And, you know, I think that one of the things that is of concern to me, well, maybe I can get an overview of your beliefs. I think I'm gathering that you believe in the Trinity.
And who Jesus is?
Yeah, I'm gathering that you believe in the Trinity. And I just want to read that doctrine, the Athanasian Creed. According to the Athanasian Creed, there are three divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, each said to be eternal,
right.
Each said to be almighty, none greater or less than another, each said to be God, and yet together being but one God. Other statements of the dogma emphasize that these three persons are not separate and distinct individuals, but are three modes in which the divine essence exists. Mm-hmm. Now, is that your belief when you say the Trinity? Because, frankly, I've talked to people that have that general feeling, but then they vary from that.
Well, if there's 100 topics we could talk about, even within the realm of the physical, the natural, just light. What is light? What is life? What is movement? What is matter? That are all mystifying to us and to our greatest scientists. So when we think about God, it would not be surprising to us if it was mystifying. How does God attach our spirit to our physical body? How does that happen? So that at death, a spirit, which is non-physical, separates.
Sure.
Something that's more concrete is Jesus Christ. And if we could show that Jesus Christ is God himself, then that would make an end run around the philosophical wonderings of the Trinity, because that would show us, well, we know God the Father is God, and then here we have the Son of God is God. If we knew that,
then we're most of the way toward the triune God. So
I would disagree with you on one, on one point. I think that God, Almighty God, in providing His Word, the Bible, gives clear information.
Yes.
He gives very clear information.
Yeah.
I come from a family of Catholics, grandparents, great-grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, some of them very devout.
I do too.
You know, so, some of them very devout there. And the thing that has always bothered me is that concept of, well, this is a mystery. Once something is a mystery, once something becomes a mystery in the Bible, a basic teaching, there should be clear evidence of it. Once it becomes a mystery, then you can believe almost anything you want.
Well, that's a good point. The New Testament uses the word mystery, that there are mysteries, mm-hmm. and that we see through a glass darkly now, but then we shall see face to face.
Absolutely.
But Tom, I made a different point. What I said was, if we can see that Jesus Christ is God, if we could see that, mm-hmm. then that makes an end run around our uncertainties on other deeper matters.
If it's clearly stated in the scriptures, I would agree. However, one of the problems that I have is, and I don't know what your Bible has, but in the scriptures, the divine name, the personal name of Almighty God is found 7,000 or more times. There's no question about it.
The Tetragrammaton, YHWH.
Yeah, found 7,000 or more times. Now, that's a personal name. The divine name has been used, well, the King James 1611 has the divine name in there. In English, that common pronunciation is Jehovah. It's right there. There's no question about it. The Dead Sea Scrolls show it's incontrovertible that the personal name of God is there. Now, what Trinitarians have done is they've taken the divine name out over 7,000 times. They've taken that name out, and then they've inserted the phrase "the" and then "Lord" in all caps.
Well, it depends on what Bible you read. We were just over
Oxford.
We were just over in Oxford studying the Bishop's Bible, mm-hmm. which was used 400 years ago as they spent 7 years with it creating the King James Bible. Mm-hmm. There are, of course, dozens of translations of the Bible into English from Hebrew and Greek, mm-hmm. and there are translations into hundreds of other languages. And some will use the Lord, others will use Jehovah, others will use Yahweh. Mm-hmm. You could go, as I did, and study Greek for years, and you could do your best to read God's Word in the original language. Mm-hmm. Just as the leaders of the Jehovah's Witnesses cannot be trusted because they were false prophets, they produced a Bible.
I don't agree with that.
Well, would you agree that this is false from Rutherford? Millions now living will never die. Proof conclusive. Would you agree he was wrong on his end times prophecy that's right here on the cover? Would you agree he was wrong on that?
Well, I think we're diverging. No, I wouldn't agree. I think that millions...
Well, you know what year was written,
sure.
Right?
Okay.
So did millions...
So he said millions now living...
will never die.
He didn't know when the end would come.
But he said he did. They said they did. And there are many prophecies. You know, we can make quite a list. And my point was going to be that the New World Translation, which I've studied, mm-hmm. I've studied Greek, you know, John 1:1, en arche en ho logos, kai logos, en pros ton theon, kai theos, en ho gegenem. The whole Jehovah's Witness Bible was translated, you should put that in quotes, by people who didn't know Greek or Hebrew.
Well, that's false.
Well, what are the names? Because I could give you 40 names of the translators of the King James. And there's the Wycliffe Bible. There's all these Bibles that we know who translated them. Mm-hmm. Who translated the New World Translation?
Well, Frederick Franz, who's a Greek scholar. Yeah.
Well, when did his name surface as the translator? Because
he's not taking credit for that. Read the introduction.
Yeah. Well, and there's the false translation.
My point is this.
Yeah.
Does the Tetragrammaton appear in the Bible About 7,000 times. I mean, it's...
In some it's translations,
no,
you'll find it in English.
I'm talking about the manuscript.
Yes, and you could find English translations that will show it, and you could read the Hebrew and the Greek. Yesterday, we had a Bible study group. People fluent in Greek and Hebrew at our church. Mm-hmm. So you could read directly. You don't have to read in English. You could read some other language, mm-hmm. or you could read the original text. When Jesus spoke, I put a list together, and it's on our website, kgov.com/deity.
I got it right here.
Thanks, Leon. Maybe I could see that. The emphasis of his message was on himself.
No.
And could I give you an example of that, Tom? Let me give you an example.
I'm not saying there was no emphasis.
No, right,
because
right,
there was. I mean,
right.
Certainly was.
Yeah, but the overall emphasis was on, here, it just popped up here. For example, 400 times in the Old Testament, you mentioned the numbers, mm-hmm. we find the phrase, thus saith the Lord, over 400 times. In the New Testament, that phrase doesn't appear once. But over 135 times, Jesus said, I say unto you. I say unto you.
Sure.
In 100 contexts where it's not needed because he's speaking. It's obvious who's speaking, but thus saith the Lord of the Old Testament is the I say unto you of the New. And let me give you examples how his message was focused on himself. Mm-hmm. It was, if a psychologist were to analyze it, they'd say it was egocentric. He put himself in the center of his message. He said, to pray and act in my name 18 times.
Sure.
He said, the Holy Spirit comes in my name, not in the name of the Father, in my name. He said, for my name's sake, leave family and property 5 times. He said, believe in the name of the Son, and believe in the Son 3 times. He said, believe in him, that's Jesus. He said that 4 times. Could I do a few more? Could you let me do this list?
Yeah.
He said, believe in me 14 times. He said, you are sanctified by faith in God. He said, you're sanctified by faith in me. He said, live in me. Come after me. Abide in me 3 times. Abide in my love. Where 2 or 3 are gathered, there I am in the midst of them. That speaks to his omnipresence, that he's able to be everywhere on earth, wherever he wants to be. Jesus said, I will abide in you. Know that I am he. Do these things for my sake. 4 times he said, lose your life for my sake. No angel in heaven, no prophet, not Moses or Abraham, could say, live for me. If they did, it would be blasphemy. Mm-hmm. We live only for God. Let me do a few more. I never knew you, so depart from me. Not depart from God, depart from me. I am willing, be cleansed. Confess me 2. Do not deny me 7 times. Do not be ashamed of me 2. Or my words. Love me 5 times. Do not reject me. He who is not with me is against me. The Old Testament prophets, where we find the Tetragrammaton most times, Jehovah, they don't focus their message on themselves. The book of Isaiah is not all about Isaiah, but Jesus' words are all about him. He said, I have loved you.
I would disagree.
Well, could I finish the list? Because it is a relatively brief list, and then we'll have a complete overview in our minds currently of what Jesus said. He said, I have loved you. Be worthy of me. He said, come to me 5 times. I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. I am greater than the temple. I am greater than Jonah. I'm greater than Solomon. I am the Lord even of the Sabbath. That's the Lord of the Ten Commandments. He says, keep my commandments. He refers to them, the Ten Commandments, 4 times as my commandments. He says, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Keep my word. The Bible is his word. He who is not with me is against me. The angels are his angels. Tom, could I finish the list?
Well, you can finish the list, but you're making comments as you're going through the list that I don't...
Well, that's a very good point. When he just said his angels, he calls the angels, they're his angels. The law, he says, it's my law. The word, he says, it's my word. The kingdom, he says, is his kingdom, and he calls it my kingdom. We have, on every one of these, you could click and see the links. Jesus called it my church. Believers are my sheep, and they are his elect twice. Paul is a vessel of mine to bear my name. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, Jesus says to the Father. My peace I give. In me you may have peace. My joy shall fill you. Who do men say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Receive me, Jesus said three times. Imagine a prophet saying that. It would be vile. My words...
When he said, who do men say that I am, and who do you say that I am, who did they say he was?
The Christ, the Son of the living God.
That's right.
Yeah, he Christ, was.
The Son of the living God.
Yes.
Why didn't they say, you are God the Son? They never say that.
Well, Jesus' favorite title for himself was the Son of Man, because he had been God the Son for eternity, but then he became flesh,
well,
and he identified with us.
The Bible never, show me where it says God the Son.
Well, could I finish?
I haven't seen it.
Could I finish this list?
You can, and
okay.
I'll read you what
thank
we
you.
Understand about Christ.
Yes, thank you so much for being patient. So, receive me three times. My words will never pass away. My words. You belong to Christ if you're a believer. Hear my sayings. My sayings. Jesus has his own glory three times. The Son is glorified eight times. He who hears you hears me, not hears the Father. Jesus expects praise from stones if necessary. Imagine stones praising Jesus. Jesus said, return to me, because they had departed from God. Return to me. Be my disciple three times. Forsake all to be my disciple. You are my disciples. I shall send the Holy Spirit twice. The Holy Spirit will testify of who? Will testify of me. We read in John 5 and Luke 24 that the scriptures testify of me, Jesus said. He's speaking to the apostles. You will bear witness of me because you have been with me. Paul gives testimony concerning me. The Son gives life to whom he will. Seek me. Imagine an angel saying, seek me. Jesus said, seek me. Serve me. These are all different verses. All should honor the Son.
How many more do you have? I agree with you.
I have 20 more. Well, and when I started, I said that Jesus' message was focused on himself. You said, no, it wasn't. He mentioned the Father, but far more was his focus on himself, to believe in him, that where he is. Go ahead.
I didn't disagree that he had some focus there.
But it was his overwhelming focus on himself, as this list shows. Thank you.
And I'll show you how we understand.
Thank you very much. So all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. I am the bread of life.
But how do they not honor the Holy Spirit?
Well, that doesn't...
The honor the Father, that, and the honor the Son.
That non-exclusive doesn't mean, but go ahead. Okay. I am the bread of life. I'm the bread of heaven. I am the bread of God. Mm-hmm. Seeing Jesus...
God, yes.
Seeing Jesus is reason enough to believe. Drink my blood, eat my flesh. I will raise him up on the last day, for he is the resurrection. The world hates me. I am the light of the world. Three times. I bear witness of myself. Mm-hmm. Know Jesus Christ for eternal life, John 17. The Son makes you free. Abraham rejoiced to see my day. Before Abraham was, I am. Of believers, Christ said, I know them. I know them. They're all over the world. I know them. I give them eternal life. I give them. I am the resurrection and the life. I will draw all peoples to myself. I will receive you to myself. Imagine that.
Be mine.
Be mine, John 14, 24. I am the vine. Without me, you can do nothing.
I agree with all those things.
That, and I only have about eight more left, but could you believe Jake, a created being, saying, without me, you can do nothing.
Yeah, I could.
That is...
Finish
okay.
The list, and then...
Okay.
Because we already agreed that there's no salvation.
Yeah. I mean,
without
we already agreed on that. Christ is the instrument of salvation.
Out of context.
So...
But we're not looking at the context of all...
Of course. My point is, overwhelmingly, Jesus' focus was on himself. Overwhelmingly.
We'll discuss why... That is, but go ahead and finish
okay.
the list.
Okay, thank you now. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you. Those who oppress Christians are persecuting the Father. They're persecuting me because they have not known me. The Spirit will glorify me.
Did they say Father? Those who are persecuting you are persecuting the Father?
No.
You were making a comment.
Yeah, right? Jesus said they're persecuting me.
Yeah. Correct.
Because they have not known me. Mm-hmm. The Spirit will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it. Mm-hmm. All things that the Father has are mine. The Father loves you because you have loved me. If I will that he remain. John, Jesus said, if I want him to remain, he'll remain. Mm-hmm. I have overcome the world. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. John 14:21. I will manifest myself. So Jesus used the personal pronoun my for commandments, my sake, my words, my lamb, my sheep, my peace, my love, joy, voice, name, sayings, my kingdom, my angels, my church. So
So we agree.
No.
We agree with everything you just said.
We agree if you say this, that the primary focus of the Lord's teaching was on himself, based on his own words. Do you agree with that?
I would say that that he was focused on his role in Jehovah's purpose. Yes. Yes. And let me read to you what we know about Christ.
Okay. And thank you for listening to that lesson.
Here's how we... here's how we would define, just to use a brief definition of Christ. The only begotten Son of God, Bible says that. The only Son produced by Jehovah alone, Colossians says that. Calls him the firstborn of creation. This Son is the firstborn of all creation. By means of him, all other things in heaven and on earth were created. He is the second greatest personage in the universe. It is this Son whom Jehovah sent to the earth to give his life as a ransom for mankind, thus opening the way to eternal life for those of Adam's offspring who would exercise faith.
Stop the tape, stop the tape. Hey, this is Bob Enyar interrupting my own program. I hope you're enjoying this conversation. To me, it was fascinating. We will continue this on tomorrow's program, Lord willing. So if you'd like to, please tune back in. Also, you could go to our website, kgov.com/cults, and you will find a link to this undercover audio that we recorded while speaking to two Jehovah's Witnesses. And you'll also find a link to our article on the deity of Jesus Christ. Such an important Bible study, something that all Christians should be strong on, knowing the biblical material that shows that Jesus Christ is God the Son. So until tomorrow's show, this is Bob Enyart. May God bless you.